and 27. When Jesus therefore saw his mother and the disciple whom he loved standing by, he said to his mother, "Woman, behold your son." Then he said to the disciple, "Behold your mother." And from that hour, that disciple took her to his own home. This morning is Mother's Day, May the 10th, 2020. It's hard to believe that it's already been a year since the last time we met on Mother's Day. I could not help but think this week as I reflected upon the church that on May the 12th, 2002, this church began. So on Tuesday of this week, this church will be 18 years old in its ministry. And I could not help but think that down through the years, sermon after sermon has been preached on Mother's Day. You know, how do you improve upon Mother's Day? How do you even begin to think, what will I preach on that would be different, that would be something that, you know, would be so unusual? And I thought and I prayed and I thought and I prayed, and even though I preached on some of these passages before, I want to touch on something today. How do you say thank you to your mom? Now, to all the mothers out there this morning, I just want to say happy Mother's Day to you. To all of you grandmothers out there today, happy Mother's Day to you for the wonderful way that you have blessed your family, for all that you have been to your family. I thought about Moses' mother, Jochebed. I thought about Timothy's mother and grandmother, Lois and Eunice. I thought about John the Baptist's mother, Elizabeth, who was Jesus' mother's sister. And then I thought about Jesus' mother, the mother of Mary. And I thought about this passage that Solomon penned many years ago, King Lemuel penned in Proverbs 31 and verse 28, which says, "Her children rise up and call her blessed, her husband also, and he praises her." Now, when I think about Mother's Day, there are lots of things that come to my mind, and I'm sure there are to yours as well. I hope this morning, as you reflect upon this day and what it symbolizes in each of our hearts and lives about our mothers, Jesus spoke seven times while he was on the cross. The first word that he spoke was a prayer. It was to God asking him to forgive his enemies. The second word was that Jesus spoke from the cross was a promise to the dying thief. And the third word that he spoke was to his mother. To his mother and to the beloved disciple John, whom Jesus entrusted her into his hand. To this mother, Jesus says, "Woman, behold your son." And to John the disciple, Jesus said, "Behold your mother." You see, there were three wooden crosses on Calvary's hill, and Jesus, as he hung there on the middle cross, with the mobs jeering, the soldiers gambling for his clothing, the religious leaders who were rejoicing. And Jesus looked down, and Jesus saw the grief of his mother standing near the cross. And by her side was John, the disciple. Jesus then lifted up his voice, and he says something like this, "Woman, look at John. From now on, he will be your son." And then Jesus speaks to John, "John, from now on, she will be your mother." Scripture tells us from that time on, John took Mary to his own home. Let me tell you, Jesus lived a full life. He discharged fully his duties to man and to God. He was not willing to leave anything undone in this life that he knew that he should do. And so, what was Jesus thinking about there at the cross? Jesus was arranging for his own mother's future, that she would be taken care of. And this morning, Jesus sets a wonderful example for us to follow. When God gave the Ten Commandments, He gave us instructions on how we should feel and act toward our parents. In the book of Exodus chapter 20 and verse 12, Scripture says, Moses shared, honor your father and your mother that your days may be long upon the land which the Lord your God is giving you. And then we read Paul's admonition in Ephesians 6, 1 and 2. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor thy father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise. During the darkest hours of Jesus' life, he stopped long enough to do the right thing. And that was concerning his mother. And even while on the cross and bearing the weight of the sins of the whole world upon his shoulders, Jesus took time to care for his mother. And as he was dealing with the eternal matters, let me tell you, one of the things that was vitally important into the life of Jesus is that we care and honor and respect our mothers. And so today, on this Mother's Day, how do you say thank you to your mother? How do you say thank you to your grandmother for all of the wonderful things they have meant in your heart and life? Number one today, one of the things that all of us should do, and not just on Mother's Day, through Mother's Day flowers, Mother's Day cards, Mother's Day gifts. Those are great, and those are wonderful, wonderful gestures of love and to honor your precious, precious mother, your grandmother. But let me tell you, some of the things I think that a mother needs is, number one, give her affirmation. Give her affirmation. You see, the flowers will wither and they'll die. The candy will soon be gone. But I want you to know, when you give your mom affirmation, I think it's something, if your mother is living, you ought to respectfully, you ought to honor her every day of your life, not just certain times of the year, but you ought to show her the appreciation that you have for her. You may think, well, I don't have to tell my mom that I love her. She already knows that I love her. Or I don't have to say I love her because I show that I love her. Let me tell you, that may all be true, but women in general need this verbal affirmation. And Scripture tells us in 1 Corinthians 13, the love chapter of the Bible, Paul writing to the Corinthian church, that last verse of 1 Corinthians 13 says, now abideth faith, hope, and love. These three, but the greatest of these is love. And let me tell you, moms need to be affirmed. They need to hear you say, I love you. And be sure to say that with your lips to your moms. Children, you need to hear it. Your spouses need to hear it as well. Let me tell you, we need to say, I love you. Thank you, Mom. I know that I could spend a lifetime and never repay you for all of the things that you have done in my life and for all of the ways you've supported me and all of the things that you've done for me. But I just want you to know, I love you more than tongue or pen can tell. And one of the ways that I can say thank you on Mother's Day is to give affirmation. I read a letter that was sent to Dear Abby at one point. And this letter said, I enlisted shortly after Pearl Harbor. It was 36 days later that I was on my way to the Philippines. En route, the Philippines fell to the Japanese and we were routed to Australia. 11 days after we landed, I met the most beautiful girl in the whole world. And on our first date, I told her that I was going to marry her. I did 18 months later. After a 10-day R&R leave from New Guinea. After more than 57 years of our marriage together and two children, my beloved wife Mary died 5 days before Christmas. Although we had agreed that our ashes were to be scattered over the mountains, I found that I could not part with hers. While Mary was alive, she would frequently say, you don't know how much I love you. And I'd reply, likewise. But I never said to her, I love you. Now her ashes are on my dresser, where I tell her several times a day how much I love her, but it's too late. Although I wrote poetry to her, I could not bring myself to say just three words, I love you. I knew she wanted to hear them. As my dearest was dying, and we thought that she was comatose, I told her, there aren't enough words to tell you how much I love you. And a few hours later, she whispered, not enough words, and died. Dear Abby, the reason I'm writing this letter to you is to encourage men to express their feelings while their loved ones are still alive. I don't know why, but many men are reluctant to express the depth of their feelings. Signed, Missing Mary in Colorado. Now, this man obviously had a lot of reserves in life. He had a lot of regrets in life that he wished he would have said, he wished he would have done. But you see, the time came that he failed to do one of the most important things in all the world, was to say that I love you. As I think about Jesus dying on the cross on that Friday and some 2,000 years ago, so many things that were on his mind. You were on his mind. I was on his mind. This world was on his mind. The thief on one side of him who said, remember me today. And Jesus said, today you'll be with me in paradise. Jesus was dying. He was struggling to breathe. And yet in those moments of life, he had not forgotten his precious mother, who had been the vehicle through which God himself would come into this world. Let me tell you, on this Mother's Day, I want to encourage all of you husbands. I want to encourage all of you children. Affirm your mom. She needs to hear you say verbally, I love you. I appreciate you. I want you to know today that you're one of the most important things in all of my life. What's the second way that you and I can say thank you today to mothers? Secondly, not only give her affirmation, but give your mother the affection. Give your mother affection that she needs. Give her a big hug today. Give her a big kiss today. Maybe you're far away and you can't be with your mom today. Pick up the telephone and call her. Let me tell you, that will do her a bundle of joy. When's the last time you gave your mom a kiss on the cheek, or you sat on the couch next to her and held her hand? Let me tell you, she's the first person that ever touched you after you were delivered by the doctor. She wrapped you up. Let me tell you, before you were ever born, for 9 months in her womb. And let me tell you, whenever you were born, she took you and she cuddled you and she stroked your head and she rubbed your feet and she patted your tiny little cheeks and pressed them against hers. Let me tell you, she took your finger there and grasped it. And as she would hug you and kiss you, let me tell you, she was expressing her incredible agape, godly, unconditional love to you. Let me tell you, a mother needs affection. She needs to know how much you cared. When you think about a mom who spends her lives changing diapers and potty training and hold the Kleenex for you to blow your nose and stays up for you in the middle of the night when you have an earache or colic and all of those kinds of things. Let me tell you, a mother's love is so vitally important to a child. And let me tell you, kids, don't ever forget how dear and precious and loving your mother is. You see, a lot of times we think, well, if I just give them this gift or I give them that gift, you know, it will say everything that I need to say. But let me tell you, more than a gift, more than those things, as great as they are and as wonderful as they are and how they bring happiness and joy and a smile, the most important thing you can do is give her affection. Let her know. Give her a hug. Give her a kiss. Let her know how much you love your mother. As Jesus looked down from the cross that day, his mother was on his mind. He knew he was leaving this life. He knew that his mother needed to be cared for. She would need to be affirmed. She would need affection shown to her. But there's a third thing today, how you and I can say thank you to our mothers, is number one, give her acknowledgement. Give her acknowledgement. Moms have an incredible job, and they get no pay. In fact, no position in the business world would compare to the physical and the emotional and the spiritual commitment that she has in motherhood. Someone penned the lines to this little poem called No Occupation. She rises up at break of day, and through her task, she races. She cooks the meals as best she may, and she scrubs her children's faces. While school books, lunches, homework too, all need consideration, and yet the census man insists she has no occupation. When breakfast dishes are all done, she bakes a pudding, maybe. She cleans the room up one by one with one eye watching her baby. The mending pile she then attacks by way of variation. And yet that census man insists she has no occupation. She irons for a little while, then presses pants for daddy. She welcomes with a cheery smile returning lass and laddie. A hearty dinner next she cooks. No time for mom's relaxation. And yet that census man came by and said she has no occupation. Let me tell you, in a fast-paced world that you and I live in today, you know, we get so caught up in the busy affairs of life. In fact, I always tell people we're always running to and fro, up and down the busy lanes of life, going nowhere many times, that it's so easy to forget. It's easy to put off. I'll tell mom tomorrow. She knows that I love her, but I'll tell her tomorrow. Tomorrow comes, and once again, we get caught up in the fast-paced lanes of life. We get so busy with all of our hectic schedules, our chaoticness, and many times confusion that we deal with, and distractions, and our love for our moms become displaced somewhere in the shuffle of all of the mix. But I want to say to our young people today, to our children out there today, let me tell you, your mom is the one who spends the most time with you. Dads are very important, just like moms are. Both are equally important. But there's something about a mother and a child, because that mother has carried that child before that child was ever born. There is a bond there. And kids, I want you to know, you need to treat your mom. You need to treat your mom with respect, with acknowledgement, to realize that she's got a great job, a great task, a hard job. It's not an easy job. And let me tell you, your mom deserves the very, very best that you can ever do for her, that you can ever give her. Dr. James Dobson with Focus on the Family Radio, he read this letter from an 80-year-old woman on her birthday. She said to all my children, "I suppose my upcoming birthday started my thoughts along these lines. This is a good time to tell you what I truly want. And those are things that I can never get enough of, yet they're free. I want the intangibles. I would like for you to come and sit with me. I want you to be relaxed. We can talk. Or if you want, we can just be silent. I just want you to come so that we can be together. I need your patience when I don't hear what you say the first time. I know how tiresome it is to you that I'm always repeating. But sometimes I have to ask you to repeat. You see, I need your patience when I think too much about the past with my slowness and my set waves. I want you to be tolerant with what the years have done to me physically. Please be understanding about my personal care habits. I spill things. I lose things. I get unduly excited when I try to figure out my bank statements. I can't remember what time I took my medication or even if I did take it. I take too many naps, but you see, sleep helps me pass the day. Well, kids, there you have it. Time, patience, understanding. These are the things that I truly need. These are the priceless gifts that money cannot buy. These are the things that I want from you. Finally, in his letter, she says, the Apostle Paul in Philippians 4:13 says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And then she says, it's a wonderful feeling to know that his eye is on the sparrow and I know he cares for me. I guess being old is not so bad after all. Love your mother. Let me tell you, kids, husbands, grandchildren, not only on today, Mother's Day, but throughout the year, tell your mother how much you love her. Give her affirmation that she needs, verbal affirmation. She needs to hear you say, I love you. She needs that big hug from you. Give her affection to thank her for all that she means in your life. And thirdly, give her acknowledgement. The other night on television, maybe you saw it, they were showing that there was a lady, 102. She was in a care facility. She had contracted the coronavirus. She was in her bed, in her window outside. Her five or six children that she had, they had not all been together for 50 years. They all came and they were standing outside her room. It was her birthday. And she could only wave to them on her oxygen. But she brightened up as her children looked in and they began to gather and they began to sing happy birthday to her. And she smiled and she would wave at them. And they would talk to her through that window. And as that newscast portrayed that, I could not help but think, on this Mother's Day, how many kids out there are acknowledging their mothers, their grandmothers, husbands acknowledging their mothers, acknowledging their wives. Let me tell you, moms need to be affirmed. They need affection. They need your acknowledgement. I can remember one mother saying to me many years ago, if my phone would ring in the middle of the night, I would not care if it's a wrong number. If I could just hear my phone ring and there be someone on the other end of the line. Let me tell you, especially during this pandemic time that we've been going through, isolation, being isolated, let me tell you, one of the most important things in all of the world is for you to acknowledge with love and adoration and appreciation how much you love the one who took care of you. You know, we live in a world today, lots of kids, you know, forsake their parents. They walk away from them or they live somewhere else and they're so attached to all of their social culture and their social appointments and all of the workplace and all of the many things that they do. Many have forgotten the wonderful moms that they have. There are many of you out there today that your mother's not with you any longer. Your mother is in heaven. Let me tell you how you can thank her today is that you can pray to Almighty God. Thank you, God, today. Thank you, Father, for the wonderful mother that you gave me. I know that I was not always everything that I should have been, could have been, would have been. Wish I could do those things over. But Lord, I just want to thank you for giving me a mom that loved me. I want to thank you, Lord, that you gave me a mom that didn't abort me. I want to thank you, Lord, that you gave me a precious mother that taught me and took me to church and grew me up in the nurture and the admonition of the Lord. Let me tell you, today, thank your mother. by giving her affirmation that she needs, by giving her the affection she needs, by acknowledging her, and then fourthly, give her the attention that she needs. Moms want to be good listeners. They want to hear your heart. Moms generally have a sympathetic ear. And let me tell you, they generally know if something is weighing heavily upon you. Some time ago, there was a documentary of men going to execution for their capital crimes. They did an interview of some of those moms, of those men. And invariably, as the interviewer would ask the mother about her son, more often than not, the mother would say, "He's such a good boy." And then the interviewer would say, "But he slaughtered 7 people." And the mother would say, "Yes, I know, but my boy has a good heart." No wonder, no wonder moms' hearts get broken. No wonder moms want to be a good listener. But now age has crept in. Health issues have arrived. Let me tell you, they need you to listen to them more than ever before. It's payback time. It's payback time. Let me tell you, when the child has to become the parent, the son, the daughter has to become the mother to the mother, or the parent to the mother. Those are tough, tough days. But let me tell you, your mom needs some attention. Show her that today. Lastly, on this Mother's Day, not only can you say thank you to your mother by giving her affirmation, by giving her affection, by giving her acknowledgement, by giving her some attention, but by showing your incredible appreciation for all that she means to you. There was an elementary science teacher that had been teaching her students about magnets and how that metal objects are attracted to those magnets. And at the end of that semester that she taught this science lesson, she put this on the exam question: 6 letters, and it starts with an M. It picks up things. What am I? Over half of the students wrote, "Mother." Our mothers deserve our sincere gratitude, not just on Mother's Day, but with a grateful heart every day of the year. Let me tell you, you won't always have your mom. So give her on this Mother's Day, give her the affirmation, the affection, the acknowledgement, the attention, and the appreciation that she needs. Let me tell you, it's moms who clear their schedules so that they can run you here and run you there and take you to your opportunities. They literally give themselves in order to try to do all of the things they need to do for you. Today, I want to close with this. Someone penned these lines: "When the good Lord created mothers, he was into his 6th day of overtime when an angel appeared and said, 'You're doing a lot of fiddling around on this one.' And the Lord said, 'Have you seen the specs on this order? She has to be completely washable, but not plastic. Have 180 moving parts, all replaceable. Run on black coffee and leftovers. Have a lap that disappears when she stands up. A kiss that can cure anything from a broken leg to a disappointing love affair. And 6 pair of hands.' The angel shook his head slowly and said, 6 pair of hands? No way. It's not the hands that are causing me problems, said the Lord. It's the 3 pairs of eyes that mothers have to have. 1 pair that sees through the closed doors when she asks, 'What are you kids doing in there?' when she already knows. Another in the back of her head that sees what she shouldn't, but what she needs to know. And of course, the ones in front that look at a child when he goofs up and says, 'I understand and I still love you.' Without so much as uttering a word, 'I'm so close to creating something so close to myself already. I have one who heals herself when she's sick, can feed a family, of six on 1 pound of hamburger and get a 9-year-old to stand under a shower. Not only can she think, she can reason and compromise. Finally, the angel bent over and ran his finger across the cheek of the mother. "There's a leak," he pronounced. "I told you that you are trying to put too much into this bottle." "That's not a leak," said the Lord. "That's a tear." The angel said, "What's it for?" And the Lord said, "It's for joy. It's for sadness. It's for disappointment. It's for pain. It's for loneliness. And it's for pride." "You're a genius," shouted the angel. With a somber look on his face, the Lord said, "I didn't put it there." How about a hand now for the crowning jewel of God's creation, our mothers? May God bless all of you mothers, all of you grandmothers out there, and husbands, kids, grandkids, great-grands. Tell your precious mom, your precious grandmother today, "I love you, and I'll love you forever and for always." Would you bow as we pray together? Father God, on this Mother's Day, if there's someone out there that needs to trust you, may they reach out by faith and give their heart and life to Jesus by saying, "I know I'm a sinner. I know you came to save sinners. Forgive me of my sin, Lord Jesus, and come into my heart this day and be the Lord of my life." Oh God, I pray that someone somewhere out there has prayed this prayer today and will find a church home and will follow you in believer's baptism and let you be the Lord of their life all the days that they live. Father, thank you for our mothers, those that are living and those that are celebrating Mother's Day today in heaven. God, be with all of them and watch over and care for them day by day. In Christ's name, we give you praise for our precious mothers. In Jesus' name, amen.